From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. At the end of this month, the decades-old Arkansas AFL-CIO contract with the state of Arkansas to assist dislocated workers will end. The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services is taking the work in-house, saying it will save around $100,000 a year. Alan Hughes, the president of Arkansas AFL-CIO for about two decades, joins me on the line. Thanks for your time.
Glad to be here.
It's never good to really lose a contract, but what was the work you were doing and what sort of assistance was being provided?
Well, this program has been going here. We've had it for over like 38 years. When a plant closure happened, they would help organize it to where they had two-year colleges, apprenticeship programs, the unemployment office, all these others, and get it organized where they would have, and it was to get assistance to them. A lot of times you'd find out when you have a layoff, people's lives are just shattered because they don't know what they're going to do. They've been doing this for 30 years, 40 years, or just 15 or 5 or 10. But their life has taken dramatic change, and there's a lot to take in. So they would have somebody from these locations to help assist these workers.
Do you have any reason to doubt that the state would be capable of replacing the AFL-CIO's same level of quality of work?
You know, I've been serving as the person in this since we've had to cut back it. January the 31st is the last day of it under us, and I've been attending a couple of these shutdowns and going to the initial meeting with the plant, and I've watched them work in place on that, and there's no doubt they've been doing a lot of that, and they're going to carry that on. They've already got one location where they got the job fair set up, they're calling it, to where they have these people and all these available that's looking for work or how to do it. The same program that we were doing, I don't doubt they'll be able to do it in-house. I mean, they were a big part of what we was doing already. We just took on that stretch of that, getting it all set up and making sure it ran right. And I don't doubt the department over there will be able to do it.
You know, this contract was born of a state government that was relatively more friendly to organized labor in days of Democratic rule in Arkansas. Now we've got a number of new agency appointments, new agency head appointments, Republican control in various committees and in the legislature and throughout the government. Do you think the change in the contract at all is part of this new political reality?
We went into a committee hearing, and it was supposed to have been a no-bid contract. It's been like that for the 20 years I've been here and before. It was done under Huckabee. It was done under BB. I think back then it was Rockefeller, whoever was in office back then, that helped them do this, and it was brought up by labor. And they granted the contract to labor. It never was out for bid. It's always been a closed bid. And we was expecting it to go on this way this time, but one of the state representatives, Representative Ballinger, questioned it and decided that he just wasn't comfortable about the AFL-CIO being the administrator of the program.
Well, are there other areas then? You know, I'm sure this is something that across state government and contracts with organized labor where this relationship, you see it's changing. I know Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Republican, of course, has made a big push to retool workforce training in general in the state, trying to connect industry heads more with what two-year and technical colleges do. What do you see the role of organized labor in this discussion overall with the governor? Do you feel included?
Well, you know, it's like the workforce, what he's trying to do to get toward, you know, the colleges, two-year, four-year. And one thing that we're in there, I serve on the state workforce board with Lindsey Brown with the painters and Karen Bashirs with the apprenticeship programs. And we push these apprenticeship programs because not everybody wants to go to a four-year college. We push about all these apprenticeship programs out there that pays very well for a welder, electrician, a plumber. Some of them are four-year college, four-year apprenticeship programs. And they get to work as they go through these programs. So we're in there pushing all this. And one thing that Arkansas's got to understand, we try to get Republicans and Democrats all to understand, is that we've all got a part of making sure we keep people working. If they're not working, we got to get them back to working.
Your push for apprenticeships, is that falling on deaf ears, or do you think it's being people are receptive toward it?
Well, we're still working on it. We hadn't seen as much as we want, but we're going to keep pushing on this. Senator Jane English, she went to a USA job fair in Hot Springs several years ago, and I walked through it with her. And she understand this is where the big demand of jobs are coming next. You're going to be shortage of qualified people, welders, electricians, and all that. And we've got to have it ready.
I've been speaking with Arkansas AFL-CIO President Alan Hughes. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right.